Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, Clint in the house.
We're on her way.
How are we doing?
What is going on?
Nothing much, man. I'm chilling. Got through watching my World Cup for the day. Got through Andor's season finale as well. I've been doing a lot of viewing of things on screens, and it's only 1 p.m. So I'm happy about that.
Solid.
I do my homework, Bento.
You come in strong, man.
I don't just sit at my kids' games and then watch things on the phone. I'm joking. I heard you earlier. I'm just messing with you.
I
ambushed him.
That's what I do. I have no apologies for it.
Beto's got
a full day tomorrow.
Bro, I text Beto often when he's showing us clips of him being a rebounder for his kid or being a softball dad, basically the soccer version. Yeah. You know, I love that stuff.
Yeah, that's tournament this weekend.
And, that's the best.
Yeah, so we got strong right there. It's a busy weekend for me, man. I got boxing Friday, Saturday, soccer Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, yeah, but you're set up tomorrow. You've got. It starts early. Have you heard this, Glenn? Do you? Because
no,
I want to get. Your
I heard
game
a little
plan.
Bit of it.
I want to get your game plan for Thanksgiving. What it's going to look like. Where you're going. The spread. All that stuff. Beto, give a quick little recap. Of what you're doing
6 a.m. Cracking a Michelob Ultra. Get ready for the turkey trot in Torrance. A little 5K family tradition.
How about that start?
Are you running that or are you hosting?
We do it every single year.
Okay. 6 a.m. Cracking a Michelob Ultra.
It's only 3 miles. It's Thanksgiving. We do that because I get there early to get a parking spot at the Costco in Torrance.
Sure.
I hang out there. You know, as you would say, press the flesh.
Press, as I would say. I got that from Morales. Who, by the way, I have not seen in forever, but that's another story.
Yeah, so out there pressing the flesh, my sister Gloria and Annette, their kids were family thing. My kids,
almost like tailgating. You might be the only one.
Oh, people do tailgate because it's hard to find park. Remember, it's a Costco parking lot. It's closed, but you got to get the parking. Get out there, run the 3-5K. Then I go to the park by my house. All the neighborhood
guys. That's at 10 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
All the neighborhood guys reunite.
We're not even close to noon yet.
No.
How many beers have we consumed?
This is what's
at this
so
point?
Fascinating. He's starting the day off.
That's why they're ultras.
Right.
Yeah, he's water.
Do you get through a sixer of ultra before you get to the second location? Or is it one or two?
Because after the 5K, they do a raffle, and hopefully you win one of those bikes. So me and my brother-in-law, Brian, have a couple of drinks. And then we go to the park where it's all the neighborhood kids reunite, where we see each other every Thanksgiving. They have like I call it pumpkin ball, the big 16-inch ball. They have like Chicago, the softball game.
Oh, okay.
Do you know this? I did not know.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, so we use that instead of having a regular softball game. You don't need gloves. Guys come out there. Then there's coolers at every base, and we just hang out, reunite. Haven't seen guys in 5-10 years. Everybody knows. You go to the park on Thanksgiving. That's the spot. There's going to be somebody there.
That sounds
hanging
fun.
Out. We have a DJ hanging out, just guys. You know, that you grew up with or older brothers or siblings that you know.
This is the good version of what in many places happens tonight, which is the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Carlos' face just lit up when I said that.
Years
the night before
ago,
Thanksgiving when you get
be.
To the bar and all the idiots you knew are all there and every girl you ever wanted to talk to and didn't want to talk to is there as well. Oh,
yeah. Oh, Belmont Shore, Panama Joe's, Sharky's and Hermosa.
No way.
Blackout Wednesday.
Oh,
look at this
Blackout
guy.
Wednesday.
So
I am. That was in my 20s.
Sliwa,
I'll be asleep by 10 tonight.
I'm getting on a plane tonight. So I'm avoiding all of that. I'm doing the red eye back to DC. I wasn't going to go back home, but plans changed, and so now I am going back home. I could not resist the draw of watching World Cup with my homies I played high school soccer with. That's a big part of what we do every year. It throws a little bit of a wrench in the proceedings because it's in the winter now, and so it's all mixed up with the NFL and all that. But ultimately, I could not say no to going back and watching with
that's
my boys.
Cool.
Probably going to do Turkey Day with my mom, some of her friends. I never know who these people are.
Okay.
It's always a different crew of individuals. I'm only half joking, but maybe I'll know one or two of them, but it's a chance for my mom to basically
Do they
show
know
off.
Who you are professionally?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody does. I mean, like, everybody my mom knows is what I'm getting at. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
she is
good.
The creator of the Clinton Yates fan club established 1981.
Love that. Love
you know,
that.
So,
love
yeah,
she's the microphone.
They
for
all know.
The Clinton Yates
you know,
club.
So I show
what's up
and
what's
I,
up.
You know, I glad hand. I press the flesh.
Yeah.
I eat some food and then I go hang out with my boys.
We were talking about some of the spread.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody here, I think, has a much different spread. And this is what's so fantastic about LA, Southern California. You got people from everywhere.
We discussed this on social media, too.
So, Funches, there'll be some Thai food mixed.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, Beto will have Mexican food mixed. Sure. I'm going to have Middle Eastern food mixed.
You know, this is a good question. I don't know. I'm assuming these people, my mother invited
pretty traditional.
Me. I'm assuming they're black people, but I don't know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I think about it, I did not ask. Normally, I ask.
Okay,
it's like an important factor. Like, what are we actually doing?
So, growing up, was it pretty traditional, or you had a lot of curveballs and
no curveballs?
I got a lot of curveballs.
The main thing we had, which was important, and I've espoused this on multiple platforms over the years, is the walking around ham. Now, what the walking around ham is you have a side ham out, like sort of at the gateway to the kitchen, mm-hmm. if you will. You ever seen...
I told you, that's what I nibble on.
You ever seen The Neverending Story? You know, where at a tray, you're trying to get to the thing.
Yeah.
Statues are like... That's how the kitchen used to be. Like, you don't be entering the kitchen unless you have a reason to be there. But to prevent people from getting zapped by the eyeballs of the statues, you have the walking around ham. So people can just pop up and grab a piece off the ham and keep it moving while you're walking around. Don't enter the kitchen. People are actually working in there. But if you need some food before the meal is served, that's what the walking around ham is for. That's what the family does.
So we have enough appetizers and salads and chips and dip.
Yeah, you guys are from a part of the world where there's all sorts of options.
But I'm talking about, like, by the time you're done eating all this, you're like, what do you mean there's more?
Right.
No, we haven't even got anywhere close to the main dishes. So there is, that's the one good thing I will say, like you guys are saying, hey, you're hungry, you're waiting, you're
right.
this. Yeah, at our household, that layout is, there's a long layout well before you're starting to actually have the entrees and the
How
main
many
dishes.
Total humans are at your function, though? How many
About
people?
50 tomorrow.
50? Whoa! Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's a big
you're Mexican?
Number. That's a big number.
No, I'm Middle Eastern. And you know what Glendale will have? They'll have the same amount of people sitting in Glendale as well.
There's no chance I'm attending a 50-person event at anything that's not a World Cup game over the course of the entire weekend. Not even close.
Yeah, you got to have tickets. It's like crypto. We get them through the...
You have a red coat at the door?
Sleeve's got a credential to go to his aunt's house or whatever. You know?
What about cranberries? What do you know about? Do you have them in a can? Because I learned today
in
that there's a cranberry marsh. What's it called?
Bog.
Oh, bog. How do you know this?
Because I have a television and I live in the world.
I've seen an Ocean Spray commercial.
Yeah, it's like very famous. Although I've never seen a bog with my eyeballs.
Okay, all right.
I've never seen one with my eyeballs, but I like the can. I just think it tastes better. What am I going to say? Like it's a processed food product. Yeah, no, that's not me. With the high waters on, no way.
I didn't know. I only knew that from the Ocean Spray commercial.
You could not catch
bro.
Me out there doing that. Is that actually you, Taylor?
No, that's not.
Okay,
that's his uncle. Stock foot.
I was going to say, okay, I stopped. But he's
been there.
I'm a canned cranberry sauce guy. I just think it tastes good.
Yeah,
we're going to take those cranberry cans to the school for the food drive.
Yes. With the ridges on it, so you know where to slice it. This isn't
that's
hard.
What they're for?
I don't know. That's what I always use them for.
I don't know.
The ridges are the slices.
I think the family was pressured into having cranberry, not knowing what they would have cranberry for.
Because it was in the picture on Thanksgiving in elementary.
Big cranberry.
And this
really
is recently. This is
cranberry
recently.
Lobbyists were doing work.
Exactly. Man.
So I don't think we even know what to do with the cranberry. Like to this day, I don't use the cranberry properly.
Well, the truth is that the way to make actual cranberry sauce is, in
Ramona
fact, quite
showed.
Involved.
Ramona
Momo
showed
has shown Momo's got quite a story. That
Hall
we're
of Famer.
We're going to say, no, don't tell
Ramona
it yet.
Hall of
we're
Famer.
Saving it for, we're saving it for our show.
Okay.
Momo, we're
Why?
Saving it
we
for
have
our
six
show.
More minutes left.
No, that,
let's
no, no,
get
no, no,
let's
no.
get the
it's
meat right
story.
Now.
We're saving the big story for our show. The question at the topic
well,
of the
can
moment.
Well, can you wait by the time I get to my car?
The topic of the moment is cranberry sauce. Now, the thing is, actual making of cranberry sauce involves, like, I got a buddy that's got like an old family recipe. And,
oh, this is a real deal, huh?
Yeah, and he makes it with a hand crank because you got to mix up all of the mélange of the fruit and all this stuff.
The mélange?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Whoa!
It's a whole thing. All right,
I
forgot.
Okay, listen.
You guys always get
Let
freaked
me tell
out.
You how cranberry sauce. There's two kinds of cranberry sauce.
The can?
Yes.
The can, and it's got to be like a 69-cent can.
That's it.
Yes.
From Save-On.
From Save-On. And when it comes out, I need the sound.
Yes.
I need it to go...
Did you watch? Right? Did you watch the?
That's the only one I knew existed.
So you did, Momo. You did the social media.
That's the sound. That's
you did the social media where you mentioned that.
Yes.
I did the social media. I mentioned that independently.
Yes.
Both the sound
and
the can.
This is why we get along.
We're locked in.
Okay. Yep. And the other kind.
I didn't know there's another kind.
Yeah.
The other kind of.
I didn't know there was one.
Like
used.
Turkey, cranberry-ish sauce that I like.
Dressing, whatever.
Is my aunt makes a Jell-O mold with the raspberry Jell-O. And she puts like fruit in it, like old
school. He was talking about Jell-O salad, right?
Jell-O mold with like fruit and pineapple.
Emily's family does the same thing.
Raspberries and pineapples and all this stuff in it. It kind of tastes like the cranberry sauce, but it's sweeter than that.
I can't fade that.
It's really good.
I can't fade that. Too many foreign objects in a gelatinous scenario makes me nervous.
You want to know how? Remember how I said I'm a degenerate?
I'm going to bring you some.
I just thought about this right now. The first time I ever had cranberry.
Tell them your quote. This is the Beto.
If you know anything about me, you know I'm a degenerate. Right?
That's his quote.
So I just realized my first time I ever had cranberry. So when I was, my dad didn't take me to baseball games. He took me to the track.
Right.
I'd always go to Santa Anita, Los Alamitos, or Hollywood Park.
Sounds good.
So on Thanksgiving, they would run early, so my dad and I would have Thanksgiving lunch at Hollywood Park, right? And then you'd be there, then we'd go home.
Lunch at Hollywood Park?
Talk about degenerate.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty sad right there.
No, it was fun because you're like 8 years old, it's good, but then you go home. Because look, remember,
it's like being out at the Hustler Casino and be like, "Man, I got the Thanksgiving meal at the table." Hey.
So, because think about it, there's like
if
seven
you play
kids
for an hour. They're bringing you in.
Food. Right?
Remember, seven kids, traditional Mexican family. My dad's not allowed in the kitchen at all, so it's like, all right, let me take one of the kids with me. Let me go do something. Right?
Kind of fun, yeah.
So I was like little kids. So it was a couple years we did that, and then they would have the turkey, the ham, and I'm like, oh, this is the real traditional white people food, right? All right, cool. Come home and it's like there's tortillas here. It's different. But I just thought about that for some reason. My head went back to being at Hollywood Park. I had the stamp because I was VIP that day for the turkey, right?
VIP.
Yeah, and then like the first time I ever had cranberry was at Hollywood Park.
I used to go.
Man, I told you degenerate, bro. That's how I learned fractions, by the way.
I used to go to my buddy's house.
That's how I learned.
I go to my buddy's house, who was down the street, and he's traditional white family, the whole thing. Uh-huh. When I'd get to their house, I'd be like, what is going on here? Like, what do you mean, what is going on here? This is what you serve for Thanksgiving.
Nah.
Like, the whole cranberry thing, Beto and I were joking around. I don't even know what to do with it. I don't even know where it goes.
You
I don't
buy
know what to
it
do
in
with
a can.
It.
No, but we don't know where it goes.
It needs to have, like, the ridges from the can.
You know, it's not
like
complicated.
Indents.
You put it in the refrigerator overnight. Now, the key is it's got to be cold. That's
already
have
a lot of work.
You can't
that's
have
already a lot of work.
That's like, you're high class.
You can't have
that's Boulanger over here.
Room temperature. Shut up. You can't have room temperature cranberry sauce.
I mean, you can.
That's blasphemous, in my opinion.
All right, Ramona, what's your plan? What are you doing for?
I go over to my mom's house. She cooks all day.
Okay.
She does all the work. I used to help, but now I got two kids, so I just show up.
How far of a trip is that?
10 minutes.
Okay, not bad.
That's why I live all the way out the valley.
Right,
so I can be close to my parents.
That's great.
I bring the kids over.
And you're an A1A All-Star.
A1A.
I mean, come on, Ramona in the Valley? Nobody, it's like you in D.C.
I did get, speaking of that, I did get a nice, I got a business class bump up on a personal flight.
Hey.
For knowing Ramona?
For going home. No, going home tomorrow.
That's
clutch for the red eye.
Yes, that is so clutch for the red eye.
So I'm now ten times more excited about going home.
My saddest Thanksgiving was when I was on the road with the Lakers once. And I had to do, I went home for like, we did Thanksgiving early so that I could leave and go to the airport for a red eye to, I think, like Atlanta or Memphis or something. But like, I had to take my leftover turkey sandwich on the red eye with me.
Oof.
And I like bring it out of the bag. It's like 12:30 at night. And I'm like, yes. And it was like, you're on the red eye and it was like stuffed full of people. It was not, sad.
I'm so glad.
How many people at your mom's house?
We used to have more. Now she kind of pared it down. Like COVID kind of pared it down. And then I feel
like
bad.
NBA roster size or like NFL roster
size?
Oh,
no. Like we used to have like maybe 15, and now it's probably like 8 or 9.
Okay. So
that's how many?
Used to be like,
how many for you?
For us, we're like basketball training camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right, my mom used to like invite a lot of people like, they don't have anywhere to go. You can come by. You know, she would do that.
Slee's talking about a 50-person roster.
We got the full Rams roster. We had the full Rams roster.
He's got AB working the door.
50 people?
AB.
That's one lap. One lap around, and it's 2 hours.
Yeah, we got full Rams roster.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are out at Irvine?
And Daryl Henderson got cut yesterday. Nobody's getting cut tomorrow. Everybody's going to be there.
So why is everyone invited? Are you all related, or are there a lot of like stray dogs? You know, like
all related.
Okay.
My
mom used to invite like the stray dogs.
This is at a house.
Anywhere to go?
It's at my parents' house.
At your parents' house. Yeah. I mean, can they facilitate this?
How many siblings are there?
This is an overload situation.
So
because we can cut some people, I can figure
this
out.
Well, here's the funny thing. This is just my mom's side of the family.
No. But how many siblings do you guys have?
I got two sisters.
Okay.
That's it. There's no way you go from two sisters to have that many people.
So but my mom has, I think, seven siblings total. So that's a lot there.
That can grow quickly. Yeah.
And especially old school back in the day.
You guys are the host. You're the host family.
We're the host family. Man. For this one, we don't usually.
This is the international sign for just having kids.
Just
kind of
pump them out. All right. Hope everybody enjoys their Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And save the story till 1:30 when I get to the car. All right.
We can do that. We can talk Lakers a little bit first. Yeah.
We had time. Well,
whatever.
This is how we programmed.
I was trying
the show.
To squeeze.
I listened to you guys in on the drive in, and there was like for Sliwa and Beto together. I was like, I was expecting a little more, to be honest.
I know.
You too.
Where is the Lakers?
Wow. You too.
I was like, well, Sliwa.
By the way, it's fair.
Hey, it was only 1 hour of it.
The Lakers talk is coming. That's where it's going to be. You and I, we're doing it.
Okay. Plus, I was also, you know, worried about Belgium and everything else.
I know,
they had wagers. It was a lot.
Yates and Ramona coming up next. Have a great Thanksgiving, guys.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I got to tell you guys quickly. Mason in Ireland,
no,
by the way.
You didn't growl. Did you growl?
I did growl.
He growled.
Did you not hear that?
No.
What? No. Are you being funny?
No. Seriously, we didn't hear it.
We didn't hear the growl.
Much better. Again. You heard it. Well, okay, so thank you.
I heard it.
Thank you for setting that up that way. Because what I was going to say is that the fire drill that is the in-between crosstalk and show start is one of the funniest things that we do at this station every time. And it was particularly hectic today for a story that we're going to tease, Momo. Because first, we're going to get to, obviously,
actual sports.
The point of emphasis today. Mason in Ireland, Momo and Yates filling in here on the Wednesday before Turkey Day Lake Show. Last night, a lot of different things happened. We can get to a bunch of different ones. What do you think the most important part about what happened in the Lakers game last night was, Momo?
I know what you want me to say.
No, you don't know that.
I think you want me to say it's the Pat Bev thing at the end.
Not necessarily.
But I don't think that's all that important. I think that's important for Pat Bev's rep and Lakers spirit or something.
Sure.
But I think Anthony freaking Davis being awesome again is the story.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because I watched that game. I sat down. I said, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to dedicate four quarters of my life to this. Not something I normally do with the Lakers because they're not normally in games for four quarters.
Yeah.
And I really liked the way he played. And I really enjoyed the fact that him and Westbrook seemed to have something kind of figured out. They got a bit of a vibe going, a little bit of a fling happening. But then I thought to myself, if this is what top tier AD brings and best utilized Westbrook brings, I realize there's no LeBron, but is it still good enough? And I get it. You know what I mean? You want AD has to be competing before any of this other stuff matters. But I'm still concerned, Momo, about the ceiling of this team, period, even with LeBron.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Because AD was great last night, but they still lost to the Suns, who didn't have Cam Johnson, Chris Paul, a bunch of other dudes. Like, you know, they still lost.
Right. That's the thing. And so, Greg, you asked me the question last night, you know, are we back into a discussion of, is anybody going to be tradable? What's the future of the scenario? AD playing good basketball, Greg, is a bare minimum for any of this to be real. Was your mind changed about anything after last night's loss?
So, no, I still think it's kind of the same. I think I need to see what it looks like when LeBron comes back on Friday when they're in San Antonio.
Sure.
Because if he comes back and he becomes the dominant force again and Anthony Davis falls back into who he was before these last four games without LeBron, then there's a problem. And then things need to start changing. If he's still this guy, if Anthony Davis is still this guy with LeBron on the floor, and LeBron is still giving you, you know, the 20 points, whatever, and giving him what he needs from him, then I'm happy with what's going on.
I'm watching that game, and I'm not sure that I know that can happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just watching the rotations. I'm watching the way AD moves. He's inside for once. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, I mean, this looks like some pretty decent basketball. And guess who's not on the floor? And I hate to say it that way because it's not implying that they're a better team without LeBron James. That's not what I'm getting at. But what I'm saying is that the way that the offense operates just seems to be more suited to everybody on the court's skill set when LeBron's not playing. And that's a really hard thing to overcome as a coach, in my opinion, if you're Darvin, not just because of the player LeBron is from a basketball standpoint, but from a personality standpoint. Yeah. This is a hard thing at this stage for AD to be coming into form when LeBron's not even playing.
So AD and LeBron did play well once.
Yes.
It was in 2020.
Which feels like a lifetime ago.
A million years ago.
Yeah.
And so therefore we know it is possible. Like, they know it's possible. We know it's possible because you've seen it before. They have a great two-man game when they can play it like that.
Right.
The issue is how do you recreate that with a different cast of characters, with not as much shooting around? You know, the other day I did NBA Today with Danny Green. I was like, remember when Danny Green was on the team to space the floor and play
critical
some defense?
Critical factor in the offense.
When Caruso was on the team, Avery Bradley that year? I mean, they had a totally different cast of characters that year. And I don't know that you can recreate it with this set of characters, and especially with Westbrook. But if AD and Westbrook can find a way to play together, then you have something. That's a second unit that can play together. AD can be with the second unit. LeBron and AD can find their own thing with the first unit, with the starting unit. Like, this is something to build off of. If you can get Anthony Davis reestablished playing like Anthony Davis again, then everybody knows how to feed him the ball, how to get him the ball where he likes it. He just needs to feel it again. What was the best time in your athletic career?
Probably when I was a 17-year-old baseball player and I could hit the ball out of the yard and throw anybody out from the infield.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Same.
Right.
High school, I was like, hit home runs. I could do anything I wanted on the field. Like, I dive, slide, whatever. Right. And sometimes, like, I get to college and it was almost like I forgot how to hit. And it was not because I forgot how to hit. It was because the pitching was so much better when I got to Stanford. It was like Pac-12 pitching, Pac-10 pitching back then. And there was these times when I was like, okay, I just need to like visualize when I was good. Like, and it's a little bit straight out of a Glory Days song, okay? Oh, they'll pass you by. But like, if I could just feel that feeling again, if I could just feel the when I was good feeling again, sometimes you can roll with that.
I agree.
Something. That's how you build off of that.
There it is. Glory Days.
I can't even tell you how many times I'd wake up mired in a 2-for-24 slump.
Right.
You're
going to Oregon State.
Yeah, going to Oregon State. Going to have a Corvallis. Like, I just need to be like when I was in high school. Just need to like play like when I was good.
And that's,
like, remember when I was good?
That's what's so hard about all of this Laker watching. And I feel for all of you that are in various parts of the listenership where it's like, yeah, you can watch a Laker game and see somebody play well, Greg. Or you can watch the Laker game and see somebody play poorly, or you can watch a win, or you can watch a loss, but there's never any moment where it's like, okay, we're good. There's so many pieces that are up in the air right now, Greg. I mean, it's tough.
This team is not going anywhere. This is what you're saying. So it makes me think, though, like, so they've been really not wanting to move that 27 and 29, right? So I know I'm moving forward.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's quite funny how in 2022, the 27 and 29 picks are so determinant.
But that's what they got. So, I mean, really what it is now, if you think you're going to get this Anthony Davis from now on, if this is going to be the Anthony Davis you get from here until the rest of the time he's here with the Lakers, do you now move those picks to help this year, bring people in this year, knowing that most likely LeBron either goes his separate ways in the summer, or he just kind of plays a different type of role where he's not the one, he kind of moves into a two role, which he's always wanted to be in?
You know my thoughts on this, and I don't want to blow up the world here, but you know, if I'm a Lakers fan right now, I am invested in the post-LeBron era as much as I am in the current era for this team. I really am. I really am.
Old, man.
I mean, think about it. Momo, we talk about this off-air a lot. The Lakers, and this is not a knock on anything they've been, but look at the way the rest of the teams in the NBA are constructed. The Lakers are not constructed like a modern NBA franchise. The way that they are operating, it's like the Roman Empire trying to do multiplication with Roman numerals. Like, the math doesn't add up because you can't actually use the integers the right way. Like, it's never really going to work without a major miracle, not a minor one. And I really honestly think that if this team, maybe not this team, this franchise, Momo, decided we're hiring a real GM, we're giving somebody a shot just like some of these other NBA teams have done over the years, we're just going to let some young person who runs a modern NBA franchise on some level or lower run it, You want to make a splash hire, make a splash hire at the coach and just say, hey, it's going to take 4 years. It's going to take 5 years. What, are people going to not show up?
So
people are going to stop coming?
I think they actually have a really good coach. I think the coach is not the issue right now.
Okay.
The issue is the supporting cast. The rest of the team around LeBron and AD. I am still of the opinion that LeBron and AD can be a good duo together for the next couple of years.
How good is good?
Good enough.
Good enough to win a title?
If you get enough around them and they stay healthy, which is the big if, okay, I do think that they can win. I think that Anthony Davis, from what you have seen, I'm in the league. I'm in the league, so I talk to people.
Sedano catching strays.
He does do that.
Early on the day.
He does.
I love it.
But if you talk to other general managers, other front office executives, they all would take Anthony Davis. Like, nobody's down on him. Nobody's like, oh, he can't play anymore.
No, like, of course not.
They, you know what they do? They call around asking if the Lakers would trade him.
Yeah, for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want to give up a lot right now because his value is not really that high. But when he plays like this, it reminds you, oh, he's really good. There's a reason why they traded all that. Like, I could name you 10 teams right now that would love to have Anthony Davis on their roster, 10 contending teams.
How much would they give up, though, that would not make their teams drastically worse? And this is what I'm getting at, Greg, by other teams are not at this point of desperation because the way that they've constructed themselves is a little different. Yeah. They don't have to make these trades. So when you think of the idea of, oh, well, they can just get a bunch of other people to get around. Who are these players?
Well, you're not going to get a lot for Anthony Davis right now. I mean, you'll get something, but it's not going to make you better around LeBron. He's the guy that you could probably trade and reload with some draft picks and some young players to build around. But that's not what the Lakers are trying to do right now. They're trying to maximize the last 2 to 3 years of LeBron James's career. So at some point, they have to find a way to get some better supporting cast players around them. That's it.
This franchise is already light years behind other teams in terms of roster development. Trying to maximize the last 3 years of LeBron is going to push you even farther back.
I mean, you're trying to maximize your last 3 years, but we've been changing the roster every single day for the last 3 years. I mean, there was a roster that actually semi-worked back in 2021.
Yeah, semi-worked, they won.
Semi-worked.
No, I'm talking about 2021 when Anthony Davis got hurt.
Yeah.
That roster was working. And they said, you know what? We're going to break it all up. Let's get rid of everybody and just keep LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Yeah, they were too aggressive. Like, they broke up the championship team a little too fast. They broke up the 21 team too fast because it didn't work and they did too much to fix it. You'd rather be too aggressive than not aggressive enough. Okay, so this is...
I guess.
You know, look, I've seen both. Right? Hold on for too long.
Yeah.
And then it gets old and sort of decrepit.
Right.
And you can't do anything with it and expensive. They broke up. I think if you'd have it to do over again, they'd be in a lot better place if they still had Kyle Kuzma, KCP, Caruso, all those guys. 100%
better place.
Yeah.
I just think the question is, as we go into this season of giving, Greg, there are two different issues with this team, which is, well, can you try to fix it now, or what is actually happening later? And they're not as congruent as people think, Momo. You know what I mean? Like, there are two separate issues that you can't necessarily solve all at the same time. So I mentioned the fire drill that was crosstalk. Coming up, we're going to talk about exactly why that turned into what it was, because Momo has had an afternoon already, Greg.
It's fun, though. It's kind of exciting.
Right? It's Mason and Ireland.
It has a happy ending.
ESPN 710.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I love this song. The World Cup song is always so good.
We're going to get to that later in the show. We've got a whole discussion about different World Cup songs that we want to get to. But Mason and Ireland, Momo and Yates, the big CY, and of course, Ramona Shelburne, coming to you from ESPN 710 the day before Thanksgiving. Get ready to see all your high school friends this evening. It's going to suck. But here's what I want to get to. I talked to you about the fire drill that we were all doing. You popped in about
105.
We'll give you a minute on the low there. What happened today?
Dude, it has a happy ending.
Sure. Okay?
But so I didn't have anything this morning. And I said, okay, and my son was not going to school today because they didn't have school.
So that's wide open on the regular Ramona schedule. Right?
I'm like, whoa, okay. So let's go do something fun. And it was either the park or the donut shop. He wanted to go to the donut shop.
All right.
So we go to the donut shop. I've been trying to socialize him a little bit more. So I give him the money and he goes, lady! So that's not what you say.
Perfect training.
So good. But he orders like two donuts and eats just like the chocolate frosting and sprinkles off the top. Okay.
Right.
Anyway, as we're leaving, just pack up all his stuff, the diaper bag, whatever. I just must have missed something. I get home, we're playing. I get ready to get in my car to come down here and I go, where's my purse?
Oh no.
Oh no.
Devastating.
Where is my purse? Like, you know that feeling of, yes, like, I see my keys and I see my phone, but where is my purse?
Where is the third thing?
So we're tearing apart the car and we can't find it. But I have two phones, Clinton.
Two phones?
Yes, this is reporter life. Yes. Okay. So I go, okay, well, let's just do the Find My iPhone. It's probably in the car. I'll play the sound.
Right.
And we'll just play the sound and we'll hear it. It's probably in the car. So, you know, yeah, just something. We'll find it.
It's like a goofy sound.
I'm looking on the Find My iPhone thing.
Yeah.
And it is not at the house. It is at the donut shop.
Oh, no.
And I can see it on the tracker. I was like, oh, it has the location. It's 3 miles away.
Right.
I was like, oh, no. Like, I need to leave. I got to find.
Now you're scrambling.
And now I'm like, it's been there for at least an hour and a half. So we call the donut shop.
Who knows what's happening?
We call them and they say, no, we don't see it. I said, but I can see it's at the donut shop. Like, it's there. It's probably outside because we sat outside. Nevin goes, let me drive over there. It's probably like around someplace. Somebody found it and didn't turn it in. Whatever.
Right.
So he drives over. Yeah, there it is. So my husband gets in the car, drives over, because I got to leave.
Right.
I got to get down here. Like, it's time to go.
It's crunch time.
So he goes over there, and I'm on the Find My iPhone app. I can see the phone is moving. But it's not moving fast. It's just like somebody's on foot with it. Like, it's not going far. It's just kind of walking around the little parking lot there.
Right.
I go, Nev, I think it's in the Del Taco. Whoever has it, they're in the Del Taco.
So this is a full CSI mystery movie.
It is.
It's a great spot for it to be because Del Taco's delicious.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was like, right. I kind of want some now.
So you
it's there. Then I can see it's like walking down the street. It looks like it's crossing the street. I'm like, oh, no, it's close. It's close. Somebody's got it. Somebody's walking with my phone. They're walking. And he goes, okay, I'm going to park the car and I'm going to go into the Del Taco and see if anybody's seen a red purse. I'm just going to ask. Because somebody has your phone, but I don't want to get into a confrontation.
Right. You never know who's on the
right.
street.
Somebody's moving with it. And then I called the phone a couple times. Nobody answered. So obviously they don't want to pick up.
No.
That's not a good sign.
That's a weird bit.
That's not good.
Hey,
they
got your phone, buddy.
Yeah.
Guess what? I want $1 million
bucks.
So Nevin
asks, and the cashier at the Del Taco says, yeah, I just saw a guy in here with a red purse.
Oh, so he did some recall.
Oh, yeah. But it was good. He said it loud enough so people could hear. She goes, why don't you check out by the dumpster back there?
Oh.
So Nev goes back outside and he sees a gentleman.
Sure.
I don't know. He wasn't dressed well, apparently.
Right.
We don't want to make assumptions.
No.
But Nev goes, hey, buddy, have you seen a red purse? My wife must have left it here. And the dude had my purse. So he says, my wife. He goes, I was over by the donut shop. And he goes, oh, that's awesome. I'm so glad you found it. So glad you found it. He goes, here you go, man. And he was like really nice about it. The gentleman had the.
Okay.
Okay. Nev looks through. Nothing's missing. The phone's there. And this is where I feel kind of bad.
Big time, big shot.
We're trying to give like
big
a reward.
Shot NBA I was like, today, oh, Ramona Shelburne's purse is
him,
found.
It's found.
What do we think the reward is going to
he
be?
He goes in my purse to get out some cash. Like, thank you for finding her purse. There's $7 in there.
$7!
Who carries cash? I mean, that's understandable.
That's barely enough for your latte,
I
Greg.
No, it's barely. $7. And I was like, Nev, didn't you have any cash? He's like, no, I have no cash.
Oh.
I was like, we are such jerks. Could you at least offer to buy him some Del Taco?
Sure.
I mean, he didn't exactly return the purse to where he found it. It was definitely out in front of the donut shop.
Listen, I mean,
if Nev, my husband, had not gotten there as quickly as he did, and I had not tracked it with the phone.
Right.
He probably would have absconded with the purse.
Well, the game is the game. I mean, you know, sorry. You left it. I understand that a nice person does something, but if you're describing
kind of
his state of living as what it was, I can understand why he was trying to come up on something.
Yeah. You know, just imagine finding somebody's purse and be like, all right, what's in here? And it's like $7. Dang. I mean, there was definitely credit cards. There was definitely all the good stuff. There's a phone in there.
Sure.
That's how I found it.
He was probably trying to figure out what he was going to do with all
but
this
also,
loot.
Like, I thought that was a pretty good strategy of, like, anybody seen a red purse?
That's good.
Like, yeah. Say it, like, not confrontational, and, like, the gentleman had it. He was out by the trash can. He was probably going to throw it in the trash.
Right. That
pretty thing. Good, right?
Whenever you hear that sound, noise? You're already in a panic sound. It's
and
the
I was
Find
like,
My iPhone sound.
Trying to, like, I kept playing on. The sound as I was on my other phone that I had with me. It must have been in my pocket.
So you're annoying everybody at this
Oh,
point.
Totally. It's probably, like, going off the whole time.
Yeah. So... That you know, that's
isn't
a,
it amazing
that's a
that
very
I got that
good,
back?
That's a very good ending to a story.
Could have ended very badly.
These always end with fast food restaurants because something similar happened to me once where I can't remember where I was. I think I was in a grocery store and I somehow got separated from my phone. I think I left it at the thing when I was paying.
Yeah.
And I ended up calling the phone. I think I emailed my own number.
Oh, that's good.
And was like, hey, if you see this on my phone.
Because you want
phone,
it on the lock screen.
Email me, right. Email me back.
Yeah.
At this. And some guy did.
Wow.
And we kind of traded emails. And like, after a while, I was like, all right, well, how are we going to connect to get this? He goes, just come to Jack in the Box. And at this point, Greg, I'm like,
just
all right.
Just come to Jack in the Box.
We've traded 4 emails. It's mid whatever. Yeah. And I'm like. Just come to Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box is 6 blocks away. Like, I don't even know you. This is kind of awkward.
Yeah.
So I walk to Jack in the Box, and I've got my computer with me because this is the only way I can, you know, deal with this guy.
Yeah.
So I email him, and I'm like, bro, where are you? There's nobody here. You told me to come to Jack in the Box. I'm getting perturbed. You know what I'm saying? Don't make me reverse search you. He goes, no, bro. You don't know about Jack in the Box? I'm like, no. We're 20 emails deep at this point. He goes, they have a lost and found. Just ask them for the phone. I put it in there. I was like, what? Number one, thank you. Number two, just tremendously resourceful move. And number three, it worked. The woman was like,
and
it was
actually there.
Who knew? Did you know this, Greg? The Jack in the Box?
Wait a second.
Yes.
There's a Jack in the Box.
Yes.
So if I walk into a Jack in the Box
and you
right
say
now,
somebody lost something, can you put it in your lost and found? It works because the place is 24 hours. That's
amazing.
How that operates. I learned, it was one of the first things I learned when I moved to California.
Yeah.
If you lose this something or somebody loses something, it happened to me. It happened to me. You can take it to a Jack in the Box, stick it in there lost and found, and somebody else can come pick it up if they can describe what it is the item is.
But what I want to know is why are you so upset that it was going to a Jack in the Box? That's actually like a great
because
place to go
because at the time,
to.
I didn't know, and it felt like random.
Well,
it felt like he was setting me up. It felt like he was setting me up for some nonsense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't about Jack in the Box.
No,
that wasn't the point.
No, I'm saying like if you're going to go somewhere, going to a wide open place like Jack in the Box with a bunch of people there, that's
Jack
actually a good spot to go to.
That Jack in the Box ain't so wide open.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Nobody
I don't know about that specific Jack in the Box.
Well, that was my thing. I was like, okay, why can't you just meet me in a parking lot? You know what I mean? There's
a
Costco
that's
right
a little
here.
More, that's a little bit creepier than a Jack in the Box. I would rather meet a Jack in the Box than an open parking lot.
Listen, buddy, I bought a fair amount of things off the internet from parking lot humans, so I've got experience in that realm.
Okay. You're still here.
All right. You know what I mean? So that's ground I've covered. Jack in the Box is new to me, but the point was I learned that they have 24-hour lost and found boxes.
Yeah.
Which is solid.
It's kind of amazing how technology can help you find stuff.
Like, unbelievable.
Before the iPhone Find My iPhone button, I would have been toast. No way I'm finding that.
Oh.
No
I
way.
I used
first of all, I
would have
not realized it was at the donut shop. I would have called them. They said they don't have it. That would have been it.
New phone.
Yeah, new phone, new everything.
Oh.
Spend Thanksgiving canceling your credit cards.
That's brutal.
I don't think my Find My iPhone is on. Is that something
you gotta
that
turn that
no,
on?
No, that's on my watch. Like I find it through my watch.
Oh yeah,
that's
you gotta learn. You gotta learn.
Listen,
to
if you
that,
learn
Greg.
Nothing from my
I don't
story,
even know how to get to it.
Learn that you need to turn your iPhone box on. Like turn that app on so you can find it, or you have a chance.
Yeah, it's the okay. So what you got to do is go to your desktop, Greg.
A desktop.
Yes, go to Find My iPhone on the internet, and then it'll see whether or not your
on
phone.
The internet.
Yeah, because the whole point of it is you do not have. Because
you can
phone.
See it. It showed up as. I'm like driving, screenshotting where I can see the phone moving in and around this little
it literally
strip
feels
mall
like you're on
a
radius.
We
yeah, it feels like you're on CSI, bro, because you can see your own stuff moving around. It's got
so
like a
if I do this, I'm gonna, it's going to be like, hey, you're at ESPN Studios.
Yeah,
yeah, it
no,
should.
But you can kind of even find it. The closer you get to it, the closer you can be to it, and you can play the sound.
Try it.
I'm trying it right
I
now.
I want to make sure that this. I want to make sure that you learn this.
Locating.
Before.
It's locating.
Locating.
On the computer, it's locating. Oh, we're moving in. Oh, it's going. No, wait. It says I'm in.
Because the worst is, like, whenever I lose my phone, I never have my. I always turn it off.
Oh,
I always turn the sound
that.
Off.
Greg is discovering.
Send a screenshot. Send a screenshot.
Hold on. I will. But there's how three are you, of them. This... There's three of them, though, because like my daughter's is in Thousand Oaks. Mine, yes. My, yeah. My iPad is at
now
my
now you're going to track your daughter.
And yeah. me, I'm in Los Angeles. That's awesome.
You're moving
you're
into Kaplan.
Track Riley
you're, in
Cap, now.
You're in Kaplan Watch. Territory now.
All right, Riley.
This is Cappy territory. Uh-huh.
It's on.
You can also hook up your AirPods to that.
Yeah, that's really good, too. Which those are. Oh, yeah. Always
I've given up. I probably went through six pairs. I've given up.
Yeah, me too. I just buy more.
I've given up. I've bought six pairs of AirPods in my life.
Yeah.
Which is an outrageous number.
It's stupid. Because they're really expensive.
Too many holiday gifts.
I usually just get the wired ones because they're cheaper.
They're useful, but you can't charge your phone at the same time.
I know.
That's why I use the Beats now.
I know.
It's a whole thing.
I agree with you.
But anyway, I'm glad you made it safely.
Can you believe that I actually got it back? That was like, it's not just that I left it someplace and it stayed out there for an hour or two. Like, I left that donut shop at probably 10:30.
Oh, man. So this was a whole...
It was like an hour and a half, 2 hours later that we got this back.
So now the real question. How were the donuts?
I was okay.
Was it a pretty good donut shop? Just a regular... mom and pop shop? Yeah. It's not like a Yum Yum?
It was a Pink Box donut shop, right? Pink Box?
Yeah, it's Sugar Box.
Okay.
It's a Sugar Box donuts.
Okay.
No, that's more
no,
big.
No, but I'm
that's
saying they come in a pink box.
Oh, white with like kind of rainbowy.
Yeah.
That's not a mom and pop.
It was. Oh, I think it was.
No, because they have time to...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The Pink Box. Yeah.
Pink Box is like the
generic. The people working there, I mean, I don't know. Nevin was like, hey, lady. Not Nevin.
We got to get...
Daniel was like, hey, lady.
I was
going
to say, that's where I learned it from. Yeah.
I got to get that on tape. That is so... He did it like three times, and I was like, where did you get this from? Because everything, when you have a four-year-old, everything they say, they got it from somewhere.
Yeah.
So who's saying, hey, lady?
Apparently, it's Nevin. You're the one who just let it slip. You didn't even realize it. Anyway, coming up, we got the Wheel of Questions.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, lady!
Mason in Ireland, Momo in Yates, the Big CY, and Ramona Shelburne. I, of course, am the president of the local chapter in the Handsome Man community. Momo, obvious proud Stanford softball grad, amongst other tremendous, tremendous accolades, including the new show that's coming out. We'll get to that later.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so right now it is time for the question of the day. And listen, by the way, the Wheel of Questions, excuse me. This question is actually very interesting in a lot of different ways, and it's going to cover a lot of ground here. So, Kourtney Kardashian.
Okay.
You're familiar with her work.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You keep up with them.
Did she take her phone to Jack in the Box?
No, she did not. Kourtney Kardashian would not get caught dead in a Jack in the Box. She keeps a lock of her son's hair, and it... Okay, let me start over. Kourtney Kardashian keeps a lock of her son's hair with her.
Okay.
And she smells it often, like with her nose to the face, hands to face. The question is, in relationships or what have you, do you keep things that smell like another person? Have you done this before, Mama?
My aunt passed away in 2008, and we were really close. She was like a second mom for all of us. Mm-hmm. And when she passed away, I kept some of her clothes.
That's close enough.
It's close enough.
Did they smell like her? I know that sounds weird.
Yeah. For a little while.
Right.
Not a lot, but just, you know, like one or two. I don't think they'd been washed or something. There was like a few things that had been kind of smelled like her, but for a little while it did.
Is this weird, what Courtney's doing here, do you think?
The hair doesn't smell like anything.
It can if it's connected to a live body.
Yeah, but like years later, it doesn't smell like anything. Look.
So you're not buying
this. I did this when I first gave my son a haircut. I was like, oh, I'm cutting his hair for the first time. I'm going to save a lock. Not cut his hair all the time, and I don't save anything.
But you don't smell it?
No, it's just hair.
Are you kink shaming her for being a hair?
No.
A hair, a lock sniffer?
It's very weird just in general to smell hair at all.
I don't like, what is your hair? My hair smells nice because I just washed it.
Right, and it's, again, it's attached to your living, breathing body.
Yeah.
Once you cut hair off, it's harder. I will say this. Hair is, this is only weird to me because it's hair. That's the only reason. If you keep something from someone you like, listen, we go on the road a lot.
Yeah.
I know that with the various relationships I've been in my life, sometimes, you know, a lady will be like, here, keep this. You know what I'm saying? So you can smell it and it reminds you of me when you're gone. That's totally normal, in my personal opinion.
Depends on what it is.
Depends on what it is, yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to get...
I'm just saying.
I wasn't going there. I meant more so like a scarf or something like that. But, Greg, your thoughts on the question, the wheel of questions.
So the actual question, I mean, no, I'm a very unfeeling, uncaring person.
No, you're not. You're a nice
I'm
guy.
Not. I'm a nice guy. But if I don't keep things. Like, when I get out of a relationship, all the stuff is gone.
Gone.
Like, I might keep some pictures and then I move them to, like, the hidden folder. But for the most part, no. I mean, everything is
move
out
the
door.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Folder.
The
I like
hidden
that.
Folder?
You know about those apps?
I mean, yeah, but, like, you're using those?
I mean, just... Like, okay, here's the thing. Like, if I'm dating somebody, but I still want to see, like, the... I just want to...
He's backpedaling.
I don't
want
that. Oh, this is getting good.
No. Let me explain.
It's getting good. What are the pictures?
Look, I wasn't passing judgment.
Are they pictures or videos?
Right. What are we doing here? Then, talk about things that smell like something. What's going on here?
Come on, Greg.
Mostly pictures of just, like, I was in a five-year relationship just recently. No, we're not on YouTube, Clinton. You can do the pony dance if you want. But no.
Look at this. He is turning red right now.
No, I jumped up and tried to do the Morales, and I knocked
my headphones reflecting
out.
On his face.
Yeah.
See, there's a light right here.
Convenient.
Right?
Yeah.
But no, like, visual I was medium. In a relationship for 5 years. We took a lot of pictures together. I didn't want to just delete them
from
my phone.
That's fair.
But I don't want, like, someone that I start dating at some point to then go through my phone and see pictures of my ex.
Yes, you get those apps where it's like it's supposed to be a calculator, and then it's actually a storage. Device.
You know, now that you've brought up,
a hidden folder in your pictures,
right? But now that you've brought
up, a little deeper than that, get to the apps,
technology saving lives. I feel like this should be a little easier to do. Like Apple should have a button that's like relationship over, and you can just tag that person and say all the pictures of me with this person, put them in the past relationship folder or. Right. Whatever folder, because you could use that even for people that you didn't break up with, people that you just don't want to look at anymore.
Right, you're just picking, otherwise you have to like search through the phone.
It's a pain.
And there's thousands and thousands of pictures to go through. And you have to be like, there's one.
Wow,
there's one.
It's almost like the internet's listening to us. There's a headline I just saw come across my Google News feed.
Uh-oh.
Tom Brady has removed a family photo with Gisele Bündchen from his Twitter profile she's spotted with a new man.
No, they're getting divorced.
True,
they're mystery man? Who is Gisele's mystery man?
The jiu-jitsu guy.
Who is that guy?
You haven't seen this? Where have you been?
Joaquin Valente.
I don't know who that person is.
He's a jiu-jitsu instructor.
Yeah. A Brazilian guy, yeah.
Huh? Oh, man. That's a tough
one. They were holding hands and kissing them on like boats and stuff. Yeah.
I didn't know about this person.
Yeah.
I've been too busy watching World Cup.
I feel like she's going to move on a little easier than he
will. You think?
Gisele is still Gisele.
Gisele is a supermodel. I don't think she's going to have any problems reloading the clip. Tom Brady, on the other hand, kind of a weirdo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kind of a weirdo who's been out there as a...
I mean, he'll find somebody.
Sure. I'm sure somebody will find it. Jorge, your thoughts on keeping things that smell like other people?
Oh, man, I have a bad sense of smell. I can't smell anything.
That's out.
Yeah, so...
That sounds like a cop-out.
No.
It's like, actually true.
No. Burpman could fart in here, and I'll be like, okay, that's fine.
Wow.
Like, I'll be doing my thing. Like,
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
I'm gonna start farting again, though.
You set that drop up just for that.
I know.
That was well played.
No, I started eating cheese again, you guys.
Oh, no.
I did.
Wow.
Because gut
health is health.
Yeah, I know. I cut out the dairy for a long time because the baby was a farty baby.
Sure.
So I was like, I got to cut the dairy. It's probably going to help the baby.
Right.
But now, like, we're kind of introducing formula. I'm starting to wean a little bit.
Okay.
I'm like, pulling back. And he tried the formula that is like cow's milk based, and it's hypoallergenic. It's good stuff, but he's fine. He's not farting.
Right.
So I was like, okay, then I don't need to have any cheese. I'm going to have some cheese.
We'll go back to that.
Oh, so exciting.
Tell me more about this hidden folder, Greg.
Oh, I mean, there's just...
Not about what's in your hidden folder.
No.
How did you learn about it? How do you execute using it?
So if you just go into your pictures, and then you click on a couple of them, there's a button.
Oh, really?
So you scroll all the way down, and there's a hidden folder there.
Yeah, and then you hit, like, there's the little...
the three dots in the top right corner, you hit hide, and then it goes into a hidden folder.
Oh, so hide doesn't mean delete.
No. Oh. No, it hides. So it puts it into a hidden folder so that, you know, you just don't see it.
And not hide anybody can photo. Access it. You need your face or your pin to
I
open it.
I never knew this existed.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. It's there.
I still think that people can find it, though. Like, how do you find the hidden album?
It's just at the bottom, but there's a lock next to it, so only I can look at that.
So this is different than what Momo was talking about. Momo was talking about what I'll just call a full cloaking device to get into our Star Wars knowledge there, where you're hiding the fact that you're even hiding anything, not just saying, oh, here's my safe in my basement that you can't get into. You're saying this is like... behind the, I don't know.
It's behind a curtain.
Behind the American flag on the wall. Yeah, exactly. Right.
I don't know about that hole. I think that's actually, I didn't know there was a calculator app that was a hidden calculator app.
Yep, look it up.
Yeah, see, I feel like that's more lying.
That's kind of like what cheaters use.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a level of goonery that I don't know that Greg
don't
is,
ask me how I know these
Greg
things.
Is operating.
I just
feel
know
like
these things.
I'm not that bad of a person.
No.
No, that's I mean, I'm close.
That's a lot.
But not that far. Mm.
Yeah, but locks of hair, it gets up there with the like, what are they called? Vials. What are they? Like, people have vials of blood and all this weird stuff. Didn't Angelina Jolie do that?
She wore it around her neck from Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a step too far.
Fox and who's she with?
Machine Gun Kelly.
MGK? Like she has a ring that.
Cleveland Alarm?
If she tries to take off her ring, it like pinches her and makes her bleed. Yeah, it's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I need to know more about this jiu-jitsu guy, though.
Don't look behind these curtains.
Who is the jiu-jitsu guy?
That was Greg.
The jiu-jitsu guy was just a guy that she was...
Just Google it.
Yeah.
Okay. Giselle Bundchen, New Flame.
She was learning jiu-jitsu from this guy, and they started dating.
But I want to know...
Which means it was probably happening for a little while.
The reason why I asked Greg stuff like that is because... I want to know what he recalls from these situations, not what I can.
I'm going to send you this from Page Six. It's a good source.
Spotted in first time. Oh, Costa Rican vacation with the kids. Oh, I need to see a picture of this guy. Here we go.
I just aired out
with the kids. I didn't realize the kids were with them.
That's
a little bit.
Hold on.
That's a little much.
That was
if I was Tom Brady, I would be kind of pissed
We are
off.
Utilizing the heck out of technology on the show today. Joaquin Valente. Oh, this dude? This dude looks like a physio for some second division squad in Portugal.
A physio?
Like a trainer. He could probably beat the snot out of me.
Well, he's a jiu-jitsu instructor.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, how old is this guy? 42? No.
Old enough to get a drink.
Right. Yeah, that's true. No, I just mean like, I don't know what I was expecting. I was expecting some JVCD, you know.
Yeah,
like,
super hot.
Yeah, or just like a muscle-bound dude, but like not at all.
He's all right. I mean, he can probably kick your butt. He's jiu-jitsu.
Clearly, look at this. Okay, so here we go. Now we've got the full lineage. Oh, his brother's a way better looking guy than he is. His
kind of looks like Landon Donovan.
A little bit. But have you seen Lando recently?
Yeah, no, I know. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's got a little gray.
Gray.
A little receding hairline.
Yeah, a little bit more of the latter than the former. But so I guess this guy's got his whole family's into jiu-jitsu. So like if Brady rolls up trying to talk mess, it's like you got to go through my brother and my dad.
Better bring your pads. Better bring your pads.
Before you even get to me.
Yeah.
Like, man. What a tough turn if you're Brady. Like, who's that guy?
Yeah.
Well, like, you want to give it a shot? Because he probably could knock you down just like all those defensive linemen could do. Anyway. I think that smelling stuff from your old relationships is completely normal as long as it's not blood or some other weird thing that comes out of your body. Personal
opinion. Hair is kind of close.
Hair's on top of your body. It doesn't come out of your body.
But you're pulling it out of your body?
Sort of. You're cutting it off.
I don't know. It doesn't smell like anything.
Coming up, like we got some college football to talk. It's Mason and Ireland, Yates and Momo on ESPN 710.